no.
Okay, thanks, David. Hi, everybody. I am Marina, the Trader Chick, and I just want to see who's joining us here today. I would love to hear from you guys. So you could just throw me a quick hi in the chat room. I would love to know where, which part of the world you're from. So I'm going to wait a little bit so that we get a little interaction because I want to know that there's humans on the other side. So let me know, where are you guys from? What are you trading? That's what we're here for. It's more of a fun interaction rather than just sitting here and me talking. So hello, hello, hello. I definitely see people are sitting there. Hello. If you guys don't say hello, it's not going to be that much more fun for you. So say hi. Come on, don't be shy. We're all here to hang out. Awesome. From Florida. Nice. Reggie from Texas. Barbara, where in Florida are you from? Let me know in the chat room. Because it's interesting. Right now, I'm actually visiting my family. I'm in Florida right now. Oh, you're in Gainesville. I've been to Gainesville. One of my good friends graduated from University of Florida. So I used to visit her there quite often. Very pretty. Actually, it is really pretty. Horse country. From Romania. Nice. Very cool. You trade commodities, indexes, and forex. I'd like to know, are you successful in any or all? And Reggie, you are trading futures. Okay. Oh, I see. Barbara, you trade crude, right? Yeah. So let me know. So out of everybody there, there's only three people that are sitting and actually listening. Come on, guys. Let's go. You guys are here. And the fact that you are here is so cool. So let's be interactive. Let's have a good time with this presentation. Who else is sitting here? Who else is here so I can say hello to you so we can get to know one another? Trading can be a very solitary thing. So community is really fun. You know, like whenever we could chat with other people, that's what it's really all about. So let's go. Let me know who else is sitting here. Because I see in the participants numbers, there's quite a few people here. So it's either delayed or nobody wants to say hello. Hi, Jeff from California. It looks like you've got a few minutes start, early start. Yeah, a couple of minutes, no biggie. Commodities work best. Which commodities do you trade, Danny? No, you are definitely not missing anything, Jeff. You are just in time. So thank you for being here. All right, guys. Well, I want to start by actually saying thank you for being here, because the reality is that you are here. That means that you are open and ready to learn. And the whole point of being here is so that you can learn. And even though I am going to be doing a presentation today, the goal for me is to be able to help you. If there's any questions that come along, I answer every single question. That's why interaction is really important, because here's the reality, guys. What is day trading? It is an activity. It's a high performance activity. What does that mean? It means if you're sitting in the bleachers watching others do it, you will never trade well. So you got to get in there and you got to ask the questions. You got to do it, because if you don't have questions, that means you're not doing. If you're not, you know, doing trial and error, you're not doing. You're sitting in the sidelines. You don't want to be a spectator, right? There's a saying you don't want to be a spectator in the game of life. It is so, so true for trading. Sitting here watching us pros teach you or experts show you how it's done, it does not matter if you are not out there trying it and doing it. And just to be very clear, when I say to go out there and do, I don't mean to go and throw your money while you're practicing into the live market. You could do everything that we all teach you in demo and simulation paper money mode, which is the same as being in the live market. All right, Danny. So you're trading a lot, natural gas, oil, wheat, silver. Okay. Well, I'm curious how successful you are in that. And actually, this is something that I'm going to be talking about today. All right, guys. So I am Marina, the Trader Chick, and this is me. And today what I want to be covering is I want to be talking a little bit about the basics, because here's the reality, guys. It's a very common practice in the trading world or even the financial markets that we never actually learn the basics and just start throwing our money and going into the live markets without having a foundation. I always say we are putting in windows before we've even got our walls built. And today I really want to focus on building those walls, because everything looks super when the markets are flying either way, right? But if you don't have a foundation, if you don't have something to lean on, it's not going to be a pretty picture, right? So before we jump into the presentation, I want to do a quick info and intro moment, because here's the other reality. We are not our charts. So I'm going to say that again. We are not our charts. We are humans. We are wholesome humans. And actually the experiences, the life that we bring to our charts is actually way more important than sitting there and staring at them. 80 to 90% is mindset. mindset and how is the mindset is through the person that we have become, right? And there's definitely going to be a lot of very confronting challenges when we trade. And it's good to see, because what you do in one thing, you pretty much do in all things. So it's really important to understand that we are wholesome humans and not just what our charts say. Because once you say that, well, it's all about the charts, let me tell you, you're not going to trade well. And that's the reality. And that's where I want to break that stigma. So who is Marina the Trader Chick? First and foremost, I am an expat. I live in Antigua, Guatemala. I am here visiting family. And like I mentioned before, I don't know if I did, I actually did my very first mastermind group. I just finished it this morning. So that was really cool. It was my very first time doing it with, it's a mastermind for women. So that was really fun. And then I figured, you know, while I'm here, I could hang out with my parents. I don't see them that much. So this was a really special thing to be able to visit them. And these are my two favorite little humans. And before I was a day trader, I was actually a fitness instructor. I was one of the very first spin and Pilates instructors, other than the other instructor, in Manhattan, New York. That was what my main thing was at one point. And then when I became an expat, I became a travel writer as well. And the reason why I bring this up is because so many people say to me, well, you know, I don't have a financial background. I don't have a math background. Who cares? It doesn't matter. It's anybody could do trading. And that's the absolute beauty of day trading. So another fun fact, and this is more of how I see the market, and this revolutionized for me being able to work with the market. And the main reason is why is I am trilingual. So I'm originally a Soviet Union refugee, and I arrived to the US many years ago. So I speak Russian as my main language, as my mother language. But because I was raised in the US, English is my main language. But because I've been living in Central America for over almost 20 years at this point, we first lived in Costa Rica and then moved to Guatemala, where we live now, I do speak Spanish fluently. And I learned Spanish when I was in my late 20s. And I don't know if anybody here who is sitting in the presentation ever learned a new language in their later years. It's a process, right? It's a process that you have to commit to, right? Because if you don't practice learning a new language, you will never move forward, right? In the beginning, the process could be really tiresome. You have to translate everything, you know, it could take a while. But then one day, you'll just get it because you put in that commitment. And when I put that same technique of learning a new language to understanding what the market was doing and realizing that it is a language of its own, it changed everything for me. And the process became much more automatic and much more simplified. And that was the beginning of me building my walls before I was able to put in my windows, right? And the cool thing about trading, yes, we could do it from anywhere. That's the beauty of it. I literally have one chart on my laptop and I could trade from anywhere. And that's the beauty of it. You do not need lots of screens and monitors and all that other fancy stuff, because it doesn't matter. All you need is your chart and understanding how to do it. And I've been featured on quite a few different in-person events and live events and summits like these that I'm presenting at right now. So I don't know if any of you have ever met me in the live flesh. I have met quite a few people. So if you did, say hello. If not, I hope to meet you one day. Okay, so before we jump into my presentation, I have a free worksheet for you that you could follow along as you go along. Okay, so free worksheet. You could get it right here at makingofadaytrader.com. And because David is recording all of this, you could use that worksheet along with the presentation so that you could go over it and really digest. 100% free. makingofadaytrader.com. Go there right now. makingofadaytrader.com. Okay, go and get it right now. This way you can follow along, and it just really works better with a presentation. So let's begin with a few little basics, because it's important to know the difference. What in the world is day trading? Why is it not investing? So unlike investing, and this is something I really want to hone in on, and if you guys don't get anything else and just get this one fact, I can guarantee you your trading will take you to the next level. Unlike investing, with day trading, you do not want to diversify. You do not want to be in many different markets. You do not want to be doing many different instruments in the same day. It's literally getting into five different cars and driving on five different terrains and thinking that you're going to be able to get to where you want to go. It is not possible. You want to niche it down. If you go for the one instrument and master that, that's the key. It's exactly like a music student, right? Like imagine your kid coming up to you and saying, "Hey, mama, I want to learn how to play a musical instrument." And you're like, "Okay, cool. Which one?" "Well, I'm going to play the flute, the drum, the piano, and the guitar. And you're looking at them and you're like, well, you got to pick the one, you know, because you can't do them all. They're super different. So it's like talking to somebody like Liberace. I don't care if you love him or hate him. We all can agree he was a phenomenal artist. And what was his instrument? The piano. I can guarantee if he sat and touched the guitar, he'd probably be killing it, right? But he was smart. He knew that the piano was his thing. But many traders and most unsuccessful traders, they want to trade it all. I want to go into it all. And guess what? They got none of it going on. So if you get anything, choose the one. Whatever it is, I don't care. Obviously, today we're talking about commodities and cannabis. Super. So again, with commodities, you can't say I trade futures. Oil, crude, and gold, and the E-minis, they don't work the same. They don't work the same. So you cannot tell me you're trading futures. It's literally saying I'm a pilot. Okay, so are you a jet pilot, commercial pilot, an army jet pilot? Yeah. So there's a difference, right? Because commercial pilot, chances are they're not going to let him go flying a, you know, one of those cool jets in the army or whatever it is. And then I don't even know which ones fly planes. It doesn't matter. You get the picture, right? Investors, they care about the companies that they are putting their money into, right? Like Apple is coming out with iPhone 13. I could care less if it's going to be a winner or a loser for my day trade, because I don't care, because that's not happening for several months away. Day traders, we don't care there. Investors, absolutely, because you don't care if it's going to go up or down, because the overall is what we want to think about. Day traders, we don't care if it's flying up or tanking, because we can make money either way. I want to go through a little bit of the few myths to bust them entirely, because this is important. First and foremost, day trading is gambling. Okay, let's go back to the pilot analogy. If you've never touched any cockpit or have ever sat in, you know, a pilot seat, and all of a sudden you say, hey, you know what? I want to fly a plane. And you get into the pilot seat. There's, you know, all these gadgets and gadgets, and somehow miraculously you're able to fly this plane. What do you think is going to happen? You're going to crash at one point or another. You're going to crash, since you don't have a clue where the brake is. You don't have a clue how to land the thing. And it's understandable that if you want to fly a plane, you got to go through pilot school. You got to put in the hours, and you got to do simulation flights are normal. It's not a, oh my God, well, you got to go live and, you know, take the plane real without any help, because that's what you learn. No, because it's a suicide kamikaze mission. Yet for day trading, since there's no border to entry, people think that they should just be throwing their money in the market, zero understanding, and just going. And then of course they're going to lose. They're going to crash and burn. And guess what? They're going to say it's gambling. It's not. You have to learn. You have to build your wall before you start to throw in your glass windows, which will always crash. You need $25,000 to start. Huge lie. Massive lie. Totally untrue. You can start with futures. Which futures? If you want to trade the micro minis, you could start with $50. You want to trade the full minis, you could start, depending on which ones, $500. You could go into the whole cannabis world, you know, for a couple of $100, you could get started. $25,000, you do not need that at all. All right. So really find out where you want to go and find out what you need to start. It will depend on your brokerage account, but chances are you do not need anything more than maybe even like $1,000, $1,500. What is recommended to start, I recommend $1,500, but nothing more than that. You do not need to be a math whiz with any financial background. I have absolutely no idea. I never even look at the numbers, because it's never about the numbers. It's all about the patterns, and it's all about the technical analysis. Okay, that it's stressful and chaotic. Well, yeah, if you're looking at this kind of a mess sitting in front of you, and what is this? This is what diversifying you think needs to look like. Let me tell you, this is, first of all, totally unsustainable. You will not be able to sustain it, right? So this alone will totally stress anybody out, right? I mean, it's crazy. It's not a good idea. Like I said before, I have one monitor, one chart, okay? And the other thing is, we all need a platform. You cannot be a Formula One driver in a minivan. You need to have the proper vehicle for it, correct? Now, the majority of these strong platforms, they all offer indicators, right? And they're all for free with your platform. The only people making money from softwares, indicators, algorithms, bots are the people making that software. There is yet anybody to say, hey, I use this algorithm or this particular software and it's actually helping me make money. Not a soul. Yet the people making it, they're killing it. Do you want to keep on funding their retirement accounts while you're losing your money? Think about it, right? I don't think so. So remember, you don't need to buy any of this. There is no, you got to stay away from the shiny indicator syndrome, or whatever it's called, shiny object syndrome. And that's exactly what this is. Okay. So research and news. For day trading, you do not need to know what their overall year's worth of fundamentals are. Who cares? It's for today or maybe the night before. That's as far as you need to go. So you need to get past that. And it's just a waste of time, right? It's a waste of your time and energy. All right. And you also don't want to be caught up on the melodramas. I call them telenovelas. You know, when Jeff Bezos and his wife were getting divorced, you know, Amazon was tanking. Why? Who cares? It has nothing to do with Amazon, the company. Nothing. And it totally went up and jetted up, but you cannot get caught up in these stupid melodramas, right? They have no significance to what's actually happening with the company. And you have to understand that, right? So again, the market research, you have to understand what you're doing because it's a waste of time. And so many people are up at 3 a.m, then spend hours after, first of all and foremost, unsustainable. You will burn yourself out before you even get started. And number two, you don't need it. It's a waste of time. All right, let's talk about the realities of being a day trader, especially a newbie. We have this, and I was there, we have this ridiculous understanding that you need to be in and out of trades every second. Totally normal. A lot of people do it. Completely horrible decisions. Okay, first of all, you will be completely eaten alive with the commissions, right? You're doing your broker really well. They're going to be loving you because their job is to get your commissions and your money. All right, so it's not, you got to stop that. Imagine yourself as a hunter, a big game hunter. I do not condone hunting, but it's the very best example I could give you. Imagine you are a big game hunter. Are you going to go out there and start shooting at prairie dogs or big insects or bunnies? No, you're going for the big game. So think of yourself like that, because the really good pro traders, they only take 1 to 3 trades per day, because after that, you can't do more. It's not sustainable. Your energy levels are gone and you become an emotional trader. And that's where not only do you lose all your profits of the day, you lose money from your accounts. So I always say most radical way to trade is conservatively. Being a conservative trader, that is sustainable. Aggressiveness does not work. Small profit daily, bring big profit yearly. Okay. It's important to remember that and understand that. All right. I want to talk a little bit about FOMO. I don't know if you guys have ever heard that term. FOMO, fear of missing out. So I coined this term FOMO, fear of missing a trade, because traders, again, like I said before, it's an emotional thing. And what people think that there's a fear of missing a trade. And when you have that fear, what happens? First of all, you start to become an emotional trader. What does that mean? It means that you want to start chasing a trade. You're going to chase a trade that's going to go bad on you. Then you become a revengeful trader. Revenge trading, it is a thing. So here's the solution. And remember this well. There is always another trade coming. Always another trade coming. Don't forget that. And stop chasing those stupid trades, because you're going to lose money. Just sit it out. Big deal. If you were in the bathroom with this great trade came around, you arrived just in time to see it go. And now you're fumbling and putting it in and chasing it only for it to turn around. And then you get all pissed off and then revenge trade. Stop. There's another trade coming. Now let's talk about what to trade. Because like I said, if you're going to get the one thing out of me today, one thing is find the one that you're going to master. I don't care what it is. Find that one. So people talk about equities as, you know, the thing that people do. And for sure. And that's something I want to talk about today, especially because we're going to focus on the cannabis sector. It's only actually 20 to 25% of the markets that are out there to be traded. We all heard of Forex, obviously, right? Which is the foreign exchange market. Even if you're trading Forex, and if you're going to trade Forex, stick to only Forex. And once you decide to stick to only Forex, stick to one or two pairs. You cannot keep up with many different pairs. There is way too much going on, right? The governments are all fickle. They're all ego-driven. You do not understand what's going on with each one. So it's really important to just watch the one. And again, you will master it. Let's talk about equities, okay? There are over 5,000 equities in the U.S. alone, right? So when somebody's like, oh, I trade stock, okay, they sound ridiculous. They totally don't sound like a pro trader, because you can't trade 5,000 stocks. So today we want to talk about cannabis. Cannabis is an incredible, incredible sector. And within cannabis sector, we could even break that into sectors itself. We could go for the bigger ones, right? The more stable ones, Canopy Growth and Aurora and those others. Or we could also, there's also a lot that are startups, right? New ones or even penny ones. So you cannot trade penny stock and big caps in the same. It's not possible. It's ridiculous if you think you can. So again, find the sectors. And if you're not into the cannabis, I don't care. I'm not here to judge or tell you what trade, but I am telling you, pick the one. So decide, do you want to maybe do just sectors? Maybe it's pharmaceuticals, maybe it's tech, maybe it's entertainment. Maybe you just want to do big cap. Maybe you want to just do small caps. You know, there's a lot of people that are doing killing. They're killing it just by doing one stock, Tesla, Amazon, Facebook, you know? So decide, but commit. Don't be all over scatterbrain, because when I hear people tell me that they're trading 3 or 4 different markets, I know for a fact they are not doing well. I know for a fact you don't even have to tell me, oh yeah, I'm doing better there. Yeah, maybe a couple bucks. Definitely not enough to be bringing home enough to survive. All right, let's talk about futures and commodities. Honestly, guys, like I said before, if you're going to be telling me, oh, I trade futures or commodities, they're pretty much same, right? Okay, which one? Well, I trade futures. Well, are you trading wheat? Are you trading gold? Are you trading soy, crude? Are you trading the indexes? Because you cannot possibly be trading all of them simultaneously. You will lose instantaneously. I can guarantee that. Why? Because crude will never move the same as the S&P. So you cannot be watching two totally different things going on and pretending that you can keep up with both strategies. No, it's ludicrous. So again, I personally only focus on the S&P. It is one of the most beautifully volatile markets. I'm not here to say to go for that one at all. But if you're gonna say that you're a trader because you wanna tell yourself that you are a professional trader, and then you're gonna go and say, I'm a futures trader. Well, maybe you can say that to, you know, the person that's walking down the street because they don't know the difference. They don't even know what futures is probably. But you can't pass that off as being a professional. You need to be super specific and you need to have your foundation, your strategy in before you start putting in those windows. All right, options. The same thing, guys. You gotta, you know what? You're gonna do it and you tell me, oh, I trade options, Forex, commodities. No, then go for just the option, okay? And we can't miss out on a really big market. It's crypto. I'm not really gonna go into crypto right now, but when somebody says crypto and think that it's only Bitcoin, I see right away that they are definitely not a professional trader, because crypto alone has over 6,000 different projects and altcoins that you could really get behind, right? Anyway, so this is something that I'm gonna, again, stress, choose the one. Why? Because if you are all over the place, you cannot be doing equities and futures successfully. It's just not possible for many reasons, right? Again, two totally different strategies, but also let's talk about brokers. Let's actually demystify this. What is a broker? The one and only thing a broker does is they are a business for taking your commissions and working with your money. And the less you know, the better they are off. Remember that always and forever. Okay, now, if you are into futures, you need to find a broker that is a future specialist. Why? Because they're going to give you a much better commission than an equities broker, because they will give you a different commission because they are not set up for that. So if a broker tells you they do it all, check it out, because they are just going to be taking more money from you. They have to have a specialty. Okay. And also go with the credible brokers. I have had so many people go with these quote unquote boutique brokers only to be, you know, taken for rides. So just do your due diligence. Now, I really want to talk about margin accounts. And that goes back to that lie, that myth that you need $25,000 to get started. Here's the reality. You need $25,000 to get started if you want to have a margin account. What is a margin account? Brokers make it seem really pretty. I call it loan sharking. What does that mean? It means I'm a broker. You've got the $25,000. Hey, I can give you a margin of $25,000. What does that mean? If you want to buy more stocks than you actually have money for, I'll lend you $25,000. I don't care if you win or lose, because either way, you have to pay me that back. And on top of that, you have to pay me an interest. You do not need to get a margin account. It is never obligatory, never mandatory. And you could tell your broker, I do not want a margin account. Again, remember, you need to be specified. Find out which market you really want to work with. You cannot go and trade futures on a crypto exchange. They say you can, but it's going to give you really crappy rates. They are not equipped for that. You need to find that. And that is the mastery in the instrument that you want to focus on. Okay. The same here. Understanding commissions and live feed and quotes. Okay. You could have a really great platform and here you are telling your platform, I'm going to trade all these instruments because I'm going to make a lot of money from totally different random instruments. So what does that mean? Oh, they're like, okay, cool. I could charge this total amateur money for the quote and the feed, because if they just do the one, they might only need to pay $10 a month, but because they think they can master it all, I could actually charge them $50 a month. Again, you gotta get in the exact one you want. The ES feed is around $11. If I want to do quote unquote all futures, it's like $60. Do I want to do futures, all of them? No, you can just do the one that you're interested in. And also, if you are a day trader, do not ever try to cut corners by not paying for your feed and having a delayed feed. Then you're just, you know, you're not really doing anything because it's a 15, 20 minute delay. You need to be live right now in the moment. Think of the feed as gas in your car. You cannot have gas put in 20 minutes after you get started because you're not going to go anywhere, right? You need it right there. So remember that, super important. And I cannot stress again as much with the fact that platforms these are so, so, so important. Platforms. You guys cannot be a Formula One driver in a minivan. You need the right platform. I really recommend do your homework. And again, different markets have different platforms that work better for them, right? Again, Coinbase, chances are you're not going to go and check out Apple on Coinbase, right? I mean, that sounds ludicrous, but so many people think they could do that. Just letting you know, be smart. Okay. Hang on. I have a question here, I think. Right. Danny, what if you position trade or swing trade? There are a few opportunities. If you miss one, you might need to wait a week or more before. So trading only one instrument is not really an option. So then that's swing trading. That is a completely different strategy. You're not going to go swing trading and look at a 5-minute chart because you're swing trading 1 to 3 to 10 days. So that's whole other strategy. So you cannot coin yourself a day trader, right? Because that's when you're going to end up losing. You have to proportion yourself. If I'm a day trader, I don't want to look at charts that are more than 1-5 minutes, maybe even maximum an hour, right? So that's a different thing. It's like investing. In swing trading, I definitely recommend to diversifying a little bit more, but still try to stick in the same niche, right? If you're going to swing trade, maybe just stick to the equity. And you know what? You can do as many as you want, but get it done. Get the one thing done. Get it really until you are killing it. Until you can say, you know what? This is my thing. I am done. I've learned it. I've given it everything. I am making great money. Now I want to learn another one. Until then, it doesn't work. Yes, Barbara, I do have a trading room and I'll be talking about it towards the end. Okay, let's talk a little bit about the trading lingo. Here we go. Intraday trading. It's literally in and out of positions the same day. The second you hold it overnight, you're not an intraday trader anymore. You're a swing trader. That's just how it goes, right? Remember that. Let's talk a little bit about this because funny enough, a lot of people are just giving their money to the market thinking they're going to be millionaires and they don't even know that there's a difference between a bull market trending up, bear market trending down, or that there's one of the most wicked trends, and that's called the sideways trend where all of your money gets eaten alive. All right. So you got to understand that. And then let's talk about profit, target, and risk management. Because here's the thing, guys, greed and ego will always win. So you pretending and saying you're going to do that mental stop, it's a whole lie. The ego will always win because there's no such thing as a mental stop. So you got to put in that risk. You are the boss. You have to tell the market, this is all I'm able to put in and win or lose. That's about the profit as well. I hear so many people saying, okay, so I put my profit in, but you know what? The market was going really strong and I moved it and then I lost it all. Yeah, well, greed, there's a reason why greed is a deadly sin. You have to keep your profit target in. This is your job. Get that profit out. If you want to split target, great, but get your profit out first. If you're going to do a split target, move it to the other end, then take your risk and break it even. Otherwise, you're going to keep losing. You need to be the boss. All right, chart. Again, I'm going to go back here because so many people are calling themselves day traders and they're just scrolling on Robinhood on their app as an app on their phone. Yeah, no, you can't sit in a, you know, in an arcade driving a video game Formula One and pretending that you want to be a Formula One driver. It's not going to happen. And indicators, like I said before, stop wasting your money on all these fancy schmancy indicators. Find the ones you need. I actually only use two. I use two indicators. I use my EMAs and my MACDs, and that's all I use. I really recommend simplifying it. I used to have 10. I used to give myself massive stress, attack, analysis paralysis. It doesn't work. And again, trending market. Remember, there are three very important trending markets. Three. Doesn't matter what market you're trading, but if you don't know that there's three, stop trading right now. Okay, this is really funny. People think that there's only one way to get into a market and they call themselves day traders, buying or going long. What does that mean? Basically, you're entering at a lower price point, exiting at a higher price point, and you're taking the profit in between. What do day traders do? We long and we short. Selling, going short is just as important. And I could actually say that a lot of traders probably make more money shorting the market than they do going long. But if you're going to be only sitting for the long ones, you're not really trading. You should just be investing. And that's cool because then you could accept the fact that you're not doing what you think you're doing, right? So what is shorting the market? Super basic. You're entering the market at a higher price point, exiting at a lower price point, and taking the profit in between. Who gives a shit if there's people losing money or not? Do you really care? You don't even know that. And people are like all emphatic about it and, oh my goodness, but I feel so bad. Why? They don't care when you're losing money. As a matter of fact, they're probably loving it. You shouldn't even think about that. Don't even think about that. Just look at the chart, technical analysis. That is all you need. All right. This is super important. Another thing. Again, I'm calling you guys out. If any of you here is a day trader and you're entering the market at market entries, you're not trading because that's you being led by the market. You are not telling the market, this is where I want to enter. Okay. That is what a real trader does. That's called a limit order or order waiting. Because if you're entering at a market entry, that means that you really don't know what you're doing. You're just kind of winging it, just throwing it in there. And two, slippage. What does slippage mean? It means they're going to take your money. Okay, you automatically lose up to 25% of the entry right away. So you tell the market that you want to enter at one, and you might be only, you're already immediately losing 25%. That's because it's made for amateurs or people who are investing, which is just as fine. Same thing with the stop. You are putting in your stop limit. If you are market exiting, that means, again, you don't really know what you're doing. You need to have that stop in place, and that's called a stop limit. That's a risk management. Now, I've been talking about technical analysis, and technical analysis is truly the most important thing about day trading and swing trading, to be honest with you. And what is technical analysis? It's literally watching what the chart, the market language, if the indicators, the areas, divergences, the reversal patterns, if you don't have that down, it's not going to happen. And they're not hard. That's the beauty of it. This is the basic language of the market. Honestly, guys, if you don't even understand what resistance and support is, please stop going into the market. Please stop donating your money to the market. Okay. Resistance and support to me is literally like this. It's a known fact that the Formula One drivers per season, 25% of them either have a horrible accident or even worse, a fatality. So when they get into their cars, they have their safety gear on, they have their helmets on, they have their fireproof uniforms on, and they always put their seatbelts on. Day traders, 95% fail, and yet they're still getting in without any safety gear. And what is safety gear? I like to call them my areas, because the market revisits these areas. And if you don't have them drawn in and understand, you're just going to keep putting your money in, and it's going to be hitting that area, and boom, it's going to be going off of it and stopping you out. Resistance area, it's the ceiling. It's where the market is hitting that area three or four more times. Support area, the exact opposite. It's the floor. And the market respects areas. And we as the traders who work for the market and with the market, we need to as well. But if you don't have them drawn in, you don't have any safety gear on, you will be getting stopped out. Okay, and they're super easy to understand, super easy to use and read. Reversal patterns. I call these the telltale signs of trading. These are the gift of everything. And they're so easy, and they're totally free. You do not need to buy some software to give you the indication of a reversal pattern. It's just laziness, and basically you shouldn't be doing trading. What is reversal pattern? Triple tops, double tops, triple bottom, double bottoms, head and shoulders. Really simple, guys. Really easy. And my absolute, absolute favorite, and again, totally free, universal indicators is divergence. I love the MACDs. I absolutely live for them. I think they are the least lagging indicator. As you can see, it is going up here. As you can see, this incline, and my MACDs is telling me that it's starting to decline. What does that mean? It means that there is weakness in the market. Do you really want to be entering a market that is starting to lose its strength? Let's get real. No, right? You do not want to do anything like that. So that's really important. Okay. And it's free. You can spot it and easy to understand. Now, I want to put all this together. First, make sure that you've got the cheat sheet, makingofadaytrader.com. Go there right now, makingofadaytrader.com. All right. I want to quickly talk about breaking out of areas. If you guys do not have your resistance support area set up, you're going to be missing out on the most powerful trades of all. What is that? The breakout trade. The breakout trade. All right. So again, you have to have your areas. You have to understand what is going out. And these are the setups. So this is how I do it, right? I have my breakout, my resistance area, my breakout. Here is, I'm looking at the MACDs, no divergence, a massive strength here. And I'm telling the market where I want to enter it. I put in my order waiting. That's how all of that works. So again, makingofadaytrader.com. And now I want to go into the live analysis. Let me know, are you guys able to see my charts? Let me know right here if you can see my chart. Yes, no, maybe so. Awesome. Okay, cool. So I am, like I mentioned earlier, excuse me, an ES Mini trader. I personally use NinjaTrader. I am not affiliated with Ninja. I am not promoting it, but it is a strong futures platform. And so this is what my chart looks like. This is it. I do not use any other chart. I do not use any other indicators. This is everything. I do not use a time frame. As you can see here, I use the 610 tick chart. What does that mean? As you can see here, each bar, it has 610 transactions happening per bar. And basically what I did was I removed the volume indicator, because the least indicators I have, the cleaner my charts are, the better it is. But this is telling me in real time what's going on, how much is going on. So if I am sitting on a 5-minute chart and it's going really slow, I don't have the full idea of what's happening, right? Because I have to use the volume indicator, and the volume indicator is always a little bit lag, right? So here's a really good example of a head and shoulders. And look what happened. It totally changed direction, right? And then I wanted you guys to also spot something here. Look at that. Massive divergent, right? It's showing me it's going down. Actually, it's starting to do it from here. Going down, head and shoulders, and it's shifted direction right here. Blue past my MACDs. Right here is an incredible trade that works out 90% or more of the time. And this is not me saying it. You could ask my students and people that are in my course. I call this the magic zone trade. Okay, here we have a really, really strong support area, right? It's been hit a lot of times. And look at this. Goes here, boom, massive move down. This is a breakout trade right there. But if I don't have any of this drawn in, how am I going to know what's going on? What about here? I have this resistance area. So if I keep on going into this resistance area because I feel like, well, the trend's been going up all day, I'm ignoring the fact that there's a resistance area and keep on constantly losing, guess what? I'm not working with the market. I'm trying to predict what the market is going to do or beat it. And it's never going to work like that. Okay. So this is how I work with the market. I literally just sit and I read what the market is telling me, understanding reversal patterns, understanding where the areas are. And this is free, guys. This comes with any good platform. So remember, you do not need to go and spend hundreds of dollars on indicators and flashing lights and algorithms. Super, super important. Okay. So let's continue with this presentation. All right. Here's the reality. Here's the absolute reality. We have everything we need to take action, right? Everything. We've got the YouTube channels, the summits, the books, you name it. But how do you know if you're doing it right? Who is there helping you understand if you are actually doing it right? Like, there's so many strategies, there's so many ways. And it's great if you choose one or the other, it doesn't matter. But how do you know if you're actually doing it right? Right? All of this is great. But the real question is, you're probably asking yourself, is how do I get really started? Like, how do I truly understand what is going on and stop making these errors? This isn't for beginners only. This is seasoned traders who have been trading for ages, but are still losing money. Now, I get asked all the time, what can I do to turn this around so I'm profitable consistently? And I have to admit, lacking understanding of the basics has always been a biggie. Just the basics, like not understanding the resistance areas, reversal patterns, really tiny shifts that could be the biggest aha moment. And they are not hard. Other than also, remember, one instrument, guys, master it, kill it, move on to the next. Okay, the basics. Here is the way you could really get it in your head. I am in a really lucky position right now. My oldest son is learning how to drive a car. And whenever he sits in the car and I'm like, all right, so you got to strap in, buckle in, and put your gears into first gear and step on the clutch. And he's like, where's the gear? What's first? Clutch? What is that? And it's understandable. It's new, right? But that's the basics of the car. If you don't know where the steering wheel is, if you don't, you might not be a driving manual, fine, whatever. If you don't know where the accelerator, the brake is, those are the basics of driving. And we forget that at one point we learned what that was. Just because somebody's saying, hey, put on a seatbelt, and you've never heard of what a seatbelt is, you're not going to be able to protect yourself, right? That comes with understanding the basics. And I have to admit here, my sad truth was I spent over $20,000 on my training. No joke. And yet I was struggling and losing money for years at the point where the last thing was I lost almost $4,000 in 5 minutes. Why? Because it's a known thing that in academies, or when you join these academies or chat rooms or whatnot, nobody talks about like the basics. And every time I was bringing up, can you please explain reversal hours? Can you please explain to me divergences? What is the resistance area? I was either treated like I was a total moron, or people were treating as if though I was born with that information, and we're not. And if you don't understand it, you're never going to put in that window for it not to fall and crash. And after the $4,000, I quit. I ended up just quitting. But here's the thing, guys. And I know for a fact that all of you are sitting here and you're in the same position. We are bit by the trading bug. We're bit by the trading bug, and it never stops itching. And why is that? Because deep down inside, we know that we could do this. We know we are one millimeter away from it. So what I ended up doing was I quit. I walked away, but then I couldn't stay away. I came back and I decided to get back to the basics. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of John Wooden. He was one of the best coaches in the world for basketball. And his entire methodology was, when in doubt, get back to the basics. This is him. He has more accolades than any of us could ever dream of. He won, I think it was 10 NCAA championships, 88 actual championships in a row. I mean, this man was incredible. And he worked with the biggest basketball stars ever. Yet, even after they've won all of these different championships, whenever they started their season, they would start with the basics. He would be showing them how to tie their shoe, how to roll up their sock, how to dribble the ball. Because here's the thing, guys, it doesn't matter how much you know, everything you know, include, let's say, basketball. But if you get a blister, your shoe falls off, you sprain your ankle, guess what? All that work that you put in doesn't matter, because you're going to be sitting in the sideline. You're going to be sitting in the bleachers because you're not going to be able to do it. You need to get the basics down. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to do the next thing. So here's my special offer to participants only. I have my introductory course that I created for you guys. And you could do it on any apparatus, tablet, phones, desktops, laptops, anywhere. This is the next step. It's either your first step or your next step. But this is the step. Here's what you guys get in the course. First of all, understanding day trading, right? And a lot of people, amazingly enough, don't actually know how to work their platforms or aren't on a platform yet and are pretending that they are traders. So we go past that because I know that it could be a real headache to learn how to set up a platform. So I have a 30-minute pro tutorial set up right away so that you are up and running. It does not matter the platform. I help you with that and you're up and running. We really get into the market anatomy, dissecting markets, the magic telltale signs, reversals and divergences, all of this. We get really, really into it and really understand it. Understanding those, spotting those areas, the market shifts, the divergences, and mastering the power of the breakout. If you guys don't know where the breakout is and aren't paired, you're going to be missing out on some of the most powerful trades and how to avoid the fake out breakout. And there is a way to do it. Unfortunately, if you don't know how, you're going to get caught up in that fake out breakout, and you get unlimited access to this curriculum. Okay. So the total value of everything that I've shown so far is $1,600. All of that I've just talked about in this bootcamp for day trading, $1,600. But I want to share something with you. And this is back to how do you know you're doing it right? So what I am offering, and because I think it's crucial, is bonus one-on-one unlimited mentorship with me. One-on-one unlimited mentorship. You get feedback on everything. You never have to ask, how do I know if I'm doing it right? Because I'm going to be working with you as your coach. Okay. Coaches are not only for athletes. Traders need them. Successful people, that's how they do it. And it is included. So value of $500. It is included in what you're going to get. And on top of that, like Barbara asked before, if I have a live chat room, I do. And you will get 30 free-day membership in this live trade chat room where it's me. It is not moderators. I do not hire anybody. So it's working with me even more live in the live market. Okay. And we do this weekly. And this is included in the special bonus. So everything, total value, $2,600. But the fact that you guys are here, price special for only you guys, $97. Yes, that's right. $97 one time. So here's the reality, guys. $97. It's not even a trade. $97. Everything that I just showed you, all of that, including my one-on-one working together and being in the live trade chat room. So go here right now. Bootcamp4daytrading.com. Bootcamp4daytrading.com. $97 only for the people that are live right here, right now. Nobody else gets this offer ever. $97. And here are some testimonials. I have students from all over the world. So don't tell me, well, I don't live in the States or Canada. It doesn't matter. You could trade anywhere. Here's what some of my students have said. Finish bootcamp, best money ever spent. Marina, his homework is invaluable and her one-on-one work. This course is absolutely amazing. Marina is an amazing teacher. I have zero experience in this area. I found each step laid out simply and non-techie. Okay, guys, join today. This is normally $297 and I don't offer the mentorship. Today you get it for 66% off, $97. Bootcampfordaytrading.com. Bootcampfordaytrading.com. But here's the reality. Here's the thing. I can only take 25 people. Why? Because of my one-on-one mentorship working with you, which I really like to commit and give you my full attention. I cannot take more than 25 students. So again, bootcampfordaytrading.com. This is where it will take you. Okay. And if you can't start with $97, which, you know, it's less than a trade, you can actually start with $59. Bootcampfordaytrading.com. So go here right now. $97, guys. Come on. If you're really serious about trading, this is your step. $97, you get to work with me. Okay. So this is your time to ask me some questions. I'm totally here for you. But please remember, if you don't understand the basic, you're going to have a hard time moving forward. And that is a fact. So bootcampfordaytrading.com. I'm here for you guys. Let me know any questions that you have right now or anything. And you are also welcome to write to me whenever you are ready. So let me know any questions that you guys have. All right, guys, any questions? Bootcampfordaytrading.com. And I want to thank you so much again for having me, David. It's always so much fun working with you guys. And just thank you for being here, everybody. I really, really, really appreciate it. Thank you.